everybody. We are now going to do a demonstration about how to do a career reading. But first, we want to know, what is the motive behind most of us when we're asking about our careers? Well, we're usually looking for the way that we support our lives. So money will be involved. Power dynamics will be involved. Where we are in a social order could be involved. What it enables us to do, it's prosperity and it's poverty consciousness. So all of these things are going to be hidden in the threads of the weave that we are putting together, or at least that we're following into the conscious universe. What are we influencing? What influences us? How are we showing up in the world of form? So I'm going to ask, even though I asked a question earlier about like my TV show, I don't have a particular career question to ask here, but I want to show you how it's done. So let's just say in general, let's talk about prosperity, because I think that's a good one for everybody to see anyway. Let's talk about the entire group of shared wisdom and what can the council tell you about prosperity and how you get there, because that's always at the core of a reading about career. Oh my God, you cannot make this up. So, like a little slap on the wrist there. Hidden realms, the spirit of the hidden realms reminds us about poverty consciousness. It tells us that we can and we do oftentimes self-sabotage and fall into poverty consciousness. However, the beautiful thing about the art here is that the little angel that's looking down doesn't recognize that she can leave at any time. So in fact, the picture here shows this beautiful light of spirit coming down behind her, and she is looking at wah, wah, wah. So you have to remember that abundance, which we do teach in the course, is that the law of abundance is always there. It's a perception thing. So it says to us that if we want a prosperous life, we have to shift our perceptions. I would like a second opinion. I would like the wisdom of Avalon to give me a second opinion. Ooh, it just flipped over. Birth and rebirth. Okay, it just kind of popped out, so I have to pick that card. There's a little fun saying, if it falls on the floor, it comes to the door. So here we go. That was what we call a jumper card. Birth, rebirth comes out of the prison wave. Perfect, perfect, perfect card. It says to us, the spirit of the wisdom of Avalon says, you can overcome this. Like the phoenix bird, you can rise above any situation whatsoever, anytime. You are never stuck. You are never, ever, ever stuck in this consciousness if you choose and you desire to get out of it. Well, okay. Thanks for sharing that. Let's pick the enchanted map now. I'd like the entire council to talk to us for this one. How's that? Okay. Oh, here we go. Home. Are you at home in your skin? This is about integrity, authenticity, your uniqueness, being and feeling like you belong. But you cannot belong anywhere if you don't belong to yourself and you don't belong to spirit. That's your number one priority. Your path, your map to prosperity includes this sense, or it is inspired by the sense of home, and it's essential for you to consider. Now, these are all things to think about, by the way, too. Now, who did we leave out? We left out Woto, and we left out did we do the map? Yes, that is the map. I have too many boxes. One moment, please. Now we're gonna do this. Again, this is for everybody. What could we learn? What do we need to know about our prosperity as the group for shared wisdom? About how to tune in to your unique, authentic, inspired life. Ta-da, higher power. Come on, you can't make this up. Oh my gosh, okay. And remember, your higher power, wisdom of the oracle says, that it is not the material world is manifested through the veils of the invisible. The intangible, mystical, invisible world is where we start. It is the essence. It is the realm of spirit where we begin our journey. It is not the realm of form. So we have heard from four spirits on our council. I'm going to conclude this with the Good Tarot. And the Good Tarot is an affirmation. So I'd like all of everybody here, thank you very much, council. That's what we would say. And then we are going to conclude it with this card. We're going to say, what else do we need? So you can see how my oracle cards work together. That's why I'm teaching you this way. It's not so that you can see a reading that may bore you somehow. Mind you, that one shouldn't have. But that you really get how it works if you're going to do it by yourself and if you do it with somebody else. So let's pick this card. Oh, the Queen of Air. This is beautiful. This is really about how we think. So this reminds us, because it's a little serious, the Queen of Air is the air suit, and she wants you to think clearly. And I need to get the right booklet. Okay, so I always look them up, guys. I want to show you how we do this with the guidebooks. Nobody is expected to ever, like, memorize all these things. There's too many. So how great is this? Because this is the way we work in Oracle School anyway, setting healthy boundaries, strong self-esteem, calculated and shrewd decisions, clear communication, well-organized, well, that's not me. Everything else was me, and wordsmith. And this is what we have to say when we tune in to this, and this is how we get to prosperity. I have clarity of purpose. My intentions are in alignment with my understanding. There is always a strategy in the game called life. Can I let go of false truths and be rigorously honest with myself and others? What a perfect, perfect reading for this video. So in summary, whenever you want to ask about anything, you want to get into that observer position, tune into any one of your counsel, all of them, eventually I would like you to learn how to do them all at once. Some of you might be a little timid at first and maybe do two at a time, but just jump in. There's nothing to be afraid of. You're just going to sit there and journal. So this week it's a lot of journaling, and if you will, tuning in to a couple of other people in the classroom, the three of you getting together and doing, you know, various versions of this, you'll have a ball, and you're going to find out that you don't just have one friend, you have lots. Alrighty, see you in class.